This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. President Obama's nomination of Judge Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court is putting pressure on Republican senators up for re-election, largely because the record shows Garland is a more than plausible nominee from the perspective of Democrats and Republicans. Republican Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey, who was elected during the Tea Party wave of 2010, said he will meet with Judge Garland out of respect. Toomey is facing a tough re-election battle in his state. Richard W. Painter is a professor of law at the University of Minnesota and was the chief White House ethics lawyer from 2005 to 2007. He says the treatment of Merrick Garland, a widely respected jurist, has made the Supreme Court nomination process even that much more politicized.
He is the type of person who would be nominated by a Republican president who had to deal with a Democratic Senate, just as he was nominated by a Democratic president who had to deal with a Republican Senate. And I think President Bush, if he were in that situation, would have made a very similar call.
You know, maybe it would be good for former President Bush to come out and say, hey, guys, this is too much.
Well, I think President Bush said that several times when the senators were obstructing his nominees. The problem is it's just gotten worse and worse, and this has reached the point of absurdity. We have never had the Senate deny a hearing to a nominee in the 100 years we've had hearings since Justice Brandeis was nominated in 1916. And it is absolutely outrageous. And the Senate needs to do its job and have a hearing and man up and vote, as one of the senators said the other day. And that's what they need to do. That's their job. They can vote yes or no. And if they don't do their job, I think the voters are going to be pretty upset in November. And that's, I think that's where we are.
What do your students say?
Well, a lot of my students are wondering what's going on in Washington, D.C.
They're not changing careers, are they?
No, they're not going to change careers. They're going to have good careers as lawyers, and we have a lot of great judges in this country, the federal and state level. We're able to appoint judges at the federal level, certainly at the district courts, usually without a problem. Most of the Court of Appeals slots are filled, but there's some difficulty there. With the Senate holding things up. But it is this is a situation that can be very discouraging for people in the legal profession, because courts are not about politics. Courts are about justice and about interpreting the law and applying the law, not making up the law. And the more this gets politicized by people on all sides, I think the less public confidence there is in the system.
Do you think that given the Citizens United case and the politics of that case, do you think the appointment of Justice Alito particularly moves the needle on to the sort of politicized side of the judiciary on the Supreme Court and makes this a difficult court?
Well, I think that every Justice Alito, I think, was a fine appointment. He's a very distinguished jurist. And I think he's done a very, very good job in the court, even if I don't agree with all of his decisions. And we're going to have different justices appointed by different presidents. And, you know, a president whose party controls the Senate will appoint one type of justice. And we had that with Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Alito. President Obama enjoyed that with two appointments, Sotomayor and Kagan. But now it's time for something a little different, given the divided government. And that creates a diverse court with a range of perspectives, and then they can decide the cases. And I don't always agree with all of them, but that's the way it should be.
Professor Painter, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Richard Painter is a professor of law at the University of Minnesota, was the chief White House ethics lawyer from 2005 to 2007.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.